Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Martina Tonarelli from the 79th Venice International Film Festival, and today we will know more about the 27 Times Cinema Initiative. And to do that, we are joined by Daniel Mir Ahmed.
Yes, correct.
Who is the Italian ambassador for this year's edition of 27 Times Cinema. So welcome to Fred, Daniel.
Thank you so much.
So first of all, tell us more about this European project and why did you decide to apply for 27 Times Cinema?
Well, this project is called 27 Times Cinema. It's called like that because it gathers 27 people, ambassadors, jury ambassadors, from every country of the EU. And it's a very interesting project. I think it's unique and I really... I discovered it very randomly, actually. I was on my cinema site, the Cineteca di Bologna site, and I saw the blog of 27 Times Cinema. I was curious, and I just applied. I tried to send my video because I looked at the others. I said, okay, this is doable. This is something I can do, and I just applied like that.
And I read from your profile that you would like to work either as a film director or a documentary filmmaker. Why?
Well, the film director is, I think it's pretty clear because I'm a film lover. I would love to express myself through cinema. While the documentary is actually something very interesting and something that I'm discovering in these last years. And I don't know, I feel like I can in some way achieve to portray a documentary within my context and within my messages and thematics that I want to discuss in a documentary. So not something fictional, but something real, something that is tangible and that I can experience myself during the process of creation and not just to create, but to experience as a spectator. Almost.
And I know that your favorite film theater is Cinema Lumière in Bologna.
Yes, of course.
So can you tell us more about it?
It's a very unique cinema in, I think, Italy, but I'll just stick to Bologna. It's the only one which actually does some matinee, some exclusive events with VIP members and with many discussions, and it has like unique restoration archives and the cinema library, La Biblioteca Renzo Renzi. It's really unique in the context in which the people gather and what people actually go there. Like, it's all the students from Bologna and the bigger, the old generation. And it's very unique to see such different people in the same cinema. I love it for that the most.
And moving back to Venice Film Festival, how would you describe this experience?
It was very, very beautiful. Very tiring. I am still exhausted, still sleep deprived. But it was my first time in an actual complete film festival, not as a spectator, but also as a jury member. And I really liked it from start to end. Nothing bad happened. Like, even if we had some boring meetings or master classes, I still enjoyed being around people that have my same passion and that work in an industry that I wish I can achieve to work in.
And last question, think about yourself in 2-3 years, and what do you think you will remember from this experience?
Well, definitely like a single episode that happened to me very randomly was meeting Nanni Moretti while I was leaving the Casa degli Autori, and just randomly a very big camera was filming me. I thought it was filming me, so I just waved and I said hi, and then I turned around because something was wrong, like, why would they film me? So I turned around and there was like Nanni Moretti in 5 centimeters from my face, And I was shocked and said, oh, hi. And he replied, and that's it. And also the other random meeting that I had with Paolo Sorrentino in a pizzeria in a random place. I met him and we talked like for 2 minutes. But I really like that.
Okay, Daniel, thank you very much for sharing your experience as Italian ambassador for this year edition of 27 Times Cinema. And this
thank
is Martina. This is Martina Tonarelli for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.